What's going on, everybody? Welcome into another episode of College Football Roundup. It is now week 11. This season has just absolutely flown by, and we've had a fun time doing this podcast, and we're still rolling strong so far here in week 11. So I'm joined by Reichley from The Football Expert as co-host. So what are some of your thoughts on last week, and how are you feeling heading into this week, and what games overall are you excited about for this week?
Well, as we look at this season, we really can't avoid the fact that we're tied in Roundup here at 122 wins apiece and 58 losses. But really, when I'm looking at this schedule, it is going to be tough sledding for both of us. I am excited to see how year three ends, and I think year three may be our closest year yet here in Roundup. As the two previous years, there's been a little bit of separation by this point, but this year we're not separated at all. I had six wins a couple weeks ago, and then you got a win last week. So it really has added up to being a really close race down to the wire. We're improving year on year. This is our best year yet, prediction wise. But when you're looking at it, I'm excited for the matchups. The smaller ones like Nebraska are at Maryland at Nebraska, Rutgers at Iowa. I'm interested in that. I don't know if excited describes it, as well as the three big games like Michigan at Penn State, Tennessee at Missouri, and Georgia at Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a bunch this weekend, and like you mentioned with Rutgers, Iowa, not some that are necessarily your excited for, but definitely a lot of interesting matchups just across the board overall. But let's go ahead and jump into these picks. But real quick, like you've mentioned, 2 weeks ago, I was up five games. You beat me by six. We won all the disagreement games, went 16-4. I went 10-10. Then last week you had a game on me. I went 14-6. You went 13-7, tied us up. And so this
is because you picked stupid Notre Dame. You dummy. You know how this works. You know if you pick against your team with my team on the line, it doesn't work well.
Nope, it doesn't. But yeah, so we have 20 games this week, and these are going to be some big games because, you know, rivalry week has been the last 2 years where we kind of separate and the margin becomes huge. So maybe, you know, maybe this year we'll be closer going into that, but rivalry week is definitely going to be a big one. The games just are never exactly predictable. But let's go ahead and jump in. We got our first matchup, Kansas at Texas Tech. Thoughts on this one and who you taking?
I think it's a really interesting matchup when you're looking at it. You have a Kansas team that has had a pretty good season. Obviously, Kansas beat Oklahoma for the first loss of their season. Kansas has had some struggles, don't get me wrong, throughout the season, but they have losses to an Oklahoma State team who is the second best team in the Big 12, or even maybe even the best, some would consider them. And then you have a loss to Texas, who some consider the best team in the Big 12. So this is a Kansas team that has played really, really well all throughout the season. I cannot wait until rivalry weekend, and we're picking Kansas at Kansas State. That's going to be a fantastic matchup, like just one of the best matchups all year long when you're looking at it. But Texas Tech, this is a team that has struggled most of this year, but they have gotten a lot better with a win against TCU last week, but they have had some struggles against Kansas State and BYU. And because of that, I am going to have to pick the Jayhawks, even with Jason Bean probably being the quarterback. I'm going to look this up just to make sure. One last check while we're recording this podcast here on Thursday. But it looks like Jalen Daniels did suffer a setback and will not play on this game. But yeah.
Yeah, it's such a shame that he's so injury prone and out, because he really is one of the, I mean, top five, top seven, top 10, whatever you want to rank him, QBs in the country whenever he's healthy. And he's a great quarterback to watch and a fun, entertaining guy to watch. But yeah, I'm going with Kansas as well. I mean, Jason Bean, definitely a very, like, there's a lot of teams that would love to have a backup, like even a starter like Jason Bean. So I think this is a guy that, I mean, he led them to a win against Oklahoma. I don't see why he can't lead them to a win against Texas Tech. Give me the Jayhawks. I think that they get another win here and a a pretty big win here and move to 8-2 on the season. Next up, we got Alabama at Kentucky. Thoughts on this one, and who are you taking?
I got the Crimson Tide in this one. I got a big personally, if I was looking at the line, I'm taking Bama and I'm slamming Bama on this one. It's 10.5 right now. I think Bama wins this game by 2 touchdowns. I just don't think Kentucky has the ability to compete with Bama.
I agree. Like, Kentucky played, they played Tennessee close, but I don't think that they're suited to play Alabama close. Now, the one thing I will say is that Alabama run game is basically the heart and soul of that offense, as well as the deep ball, the big play. And Kentucky has done a nice job of being a very good run defense. They held Tennessee way under their average for rush yards a game, and they don't allow a lot of deep pass plays, big plays. But the one team that they played that could take advantage of that was Tennessee and Georgia, and both of them had a few. And so I agree with you. I think this game is going to be a lot like that Georgia-Kentucky game as far as score. It does help that Kentucky is at home, but I just don't see that faring very well for them. I think Alabama kills them, especially with the confidence boost they have. And who knows, Devin Leary better watch out. Dallas Turner will probably take him out too. But Next up, we got Indiana at Illinois. Who you got in this one, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I've gone back and forth on this game. I picked Illinois to start off, but then I've looked at Indiana a little bit. Indiana got a big win last Saturday against Wisconsin. Getting a win over Wisconsin, I think, is one of the things that's one of the first time they've done it in a long time. Tom Allen's job is on the line, and so is their bowl eligibility. They're a 3-6 football team, but their last three games are all winnable. You have Illinois, you have Michigan State, and you have Purdue. By no means do I think they win all of them, but there is a possibility you do. And if you're able to win all of them, you can make bowl eligibility and save Tom Allen's job. So I am going to go with the Hoosiers in this one. Illinois has been a massive disappointment this year, as they have struggled mightily under Bielema this year.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the with the fight in the Illini. I think that at the end of the day, they have a little bit more talent. It's a home game for them, so that definitely helps. I feel like Illinois is going to play a little bit better in front of the home fans. We'll see how many actually come out and support them. But to me, this game was just kind of a 50-50 toss-up. I'm with you. I've kind of gone back and forth, don't really know who to settle on. And I've kind of gone with Illinois, just considering the fact that they're the home team. Give me the fight in the Illini in that one. Next up, we got Maryland at Nebraska. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'm disappointed in Nebraska. They had a bad week last week. You lost to a Michigan State team that you should not have lost to. Nebraska is fighting for a Big Ten West title, and if you want to win it, you can't be losing these games to Michigan State. I think Nebraska gets a bounce back game here, and I think Maryland continues their second half struggles as they always do, and loses this game.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely. If this game was in September, I'm taking Maryland, and I'm not looking at anything else other than the date of the game. But now that we're in November, this is a Maryland team that doesn't play well at this part of the season. It's at Nebraska. Nebraska has looked better over the last few weeks. They did. They're slowly improving more and more and more. You can see Matt Rhule is instilling more and more and more into these guys. They're playing better. They're looking better. They have more confidence, so I think Nebraska gets a win in this game, especially with this being a home game for them. I think they get a win here, and a big one as well. And I think, like you said, Maryland just going to continue to spiral farther and farther. Next up, we got Vanderbilt at South Carolina. Big game here for the Gamecocks. Thoughts on this one, and who are you taking?
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with South Carolina in this game. Vanderbilt, I think, has struggled a little bit too much this season. They have definitely felt the loss of Ray Davis. That was evident that how much Ray Davis meant to that offense. And with the loss of him, I think you do definitely have some issues that you need to deal with Clark Lee and that team. But I am going to go with South Carolina in this game. But I could see it being close to about three quarters.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm going with South Carolina as well, but I could see Vanderbilt winning the game. Both these teams have a lot to play for. South Carolina, they have to win this game if they want to get to the postseason and make a bowl game. They're sitting at 3-6 right now. They've got to win this game. They've got to beat Kentucky next week. They got to beat Clemson in rivalry week. So, but none of that matters if they lose to Vanderbilt this Saturday. They've been struggling. I think at the same time, Vanderbilt's got that – they can end South Carolina season to on Saturday at 12:00 in Williams-Brice Stadium. They can end their season, give them no hopes of making a bowl game anymore. And so, I think it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game, but I do agree with you. I do think South Carolina will pull away in the fourth quarter. But I will not be surprised if it's a field goal game and Vanderbilt has the ball at the end with a chance to go down the field and win it, because it's – you can't trust either one of these teams to really do anything. So I'm not putting too much stock into either one of them, but I do think South Carolina will win. Next up, We got Georgia Tech at Clemson. Thoughts on this one, and who are you going with?
This is a tough game to pick. This is a really tough game to pick because you don't know what Clemson team is going to show up. Are we going to get the team that showed up against Notre Dame and Florida State? Are we going to get the team that showed up against Wake Forest and Miami and NC State? This is a Clemson team that is terribly inconsistent, that is terribly bad at being able to continually play games on a good level. I'm going to pick the Tigers, but it is with the complete utmost hesitancy.
Yeah, I'm going with Clemson as well. This is another big game. Like we're talking about, South Carolina needs that one to be bowl eligible against Vanderbilt to keep it up. Georgia Tech and Clemson both come in at 5-4. This is a historic rivalry game. It's been played like 87 times, something like that. So this is a huge game for both these teams because one of them will be eligible for a bowl game after this game today. Georgia Tech, one of these sneaky teams, they have an elite offense, and many people do not understand that, but Georgia Tech has an elite offense. The problem is their defense. When you look at the numbers the defense is allowing, they're allowing the same numbers the offense is putting up, which means the defense is allowing teams to have an elite offense against them every game. And so you look at the way Clemson ran the ball last week against Notre Dame. Considering Georgia Tech is 129th in rushing defense, I think Clemson pounds the ball here, especially with Shipley back. I think that opens up some things in the passing game. Home game for them, I think the Tigers win here. Next up, Arizona. Go ahead.
Here's the only thing that I will say, though. Clemson, yeah, you can say you played well against Notre Dame and you ran the ball well against Notre Dame. But at the same time, you also have to look at the games in which you struggled against teams that were less than Notre Dame, like Wake Forest and stuff like where you did struggle to not really run the ball, but struggle to get offensive drives going. That's the problem that I have.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, but I think that Clemson also hasn't played an offense anywhere near – I mean, a defense anywhere near as bad as Georgia Tech is. I think Clemson is going to be able to establish a run game, especially with the confidence. That's another thing, is this team hasn't had this confidence all season long. They haven't had this morale, this mojo around them, because it's kind of one of those things, you know, if they beat Florida State, they probably go on to beat Wake Forest and some of these other teams by a lot more than they did, and probably beat, you know, maybe Miami and North Carolina, NC State. But they lose to them, and that just kills the team even more. You already struggle, and now you lose a heartbreaker, and that just hurts. So it's one of those things that you don't really know it until you see it, but I feel like Clemson will be able to run the football in this game against a bad Georgia Tech defense.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. I'm picking Clemson, so I'm not disagreeing completely.
Next up, we got Arizona at Colorado. Thoughts on this one, and who are you taking?
Arizona is red hot. this is one of the best teams in college football in recent weeks. Arizona has played really, really well. They probably won't make the Pac-12 championship game, but this is a team that has a serious shot at competing with the big boys in college football. Next year when they join the Big 12, this is a team that, watch out, they're going to be a good team. This is not the crappy Arizona teams. This is a good Arizona team, and this is a crappy Colorado team.
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. I mean, this is a team in this is a team in Arizona who it's probably the best team they've had since 2000. This century, this is probably one of the best teams that they've ever had. They've, you know, the offense is just rolling. The defense is playing great. I would hate to be Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. What's that?
I said, why couldn't you do this against Mississippi State?
For real. Stupid Wildcats. Yep. But yeah, I mean, I would not want to be Deion Sanders or anybody on that Colorado team this week. I think they get their brains beat in by Arizona at home nonetheless. I think it's going to be a bad day to be a Buffalo and a good day to be a Wildcat of Arizona. So I'm going with Arizona in that one. Next up, we got a big rivalry in the state of Florida, one that could potentially mess up some playoff standings. We got Miami at Florida State. Thoughts on this one? Who are you taking?
I don't trust one of these teams, and it ain't starting with Florida. I don't trust Miami whatsoever to win this game. I just don't. I'm not picking Miami. Florida State, I think, will get the W. I don't trust them totally, and I don't know if they're a top four team in the country, but I don't trust Miami to be able to win this game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you still have Jordan Travis on the Florida side, on the Florida State side. You still have that good defense. You still have all those weapons over there. And so no matter whether you trust them or not, when you can't trust either one of these teams fully. I trust Florida State a lot more. Now, the Florida State is screwed around a bunch. They found themselves in some tight ones. Pitt a couple weeks ago was up on them 7-0 for a while. I'm pretty sure almost the entire first half or first quarter, they were up 7-0 on them. Florida State about lost to Clemson, probably should have lost to Clemson at home or on the road. And then Boston College the week before that Clemson game up at Boston College should have lost that one. But the biggest thing is all three of those games are on the road. If this game was at Miami, I would feel a little bit more shaky about picking Florida State. But with this one being a home game, I feel like Florida State's going to take care of business here pretty easily. The line's 14. I don't know if they cover that, but I think they win by 10+. Next up, we got Oklahoma State at UCF. Thoughts on this one? Who you got?
I got the Hokies. Wow, I can't speak today. I got the Pokes in this one. I think that Oklahoma State plays well. I think Oklahoma State has been one of the surprises this season, and I think they'll continue to be a surprise as they get another win against another Big 12 opponent with a possible shot at a Big 12 title appearance.
Yeah, I think that I could see that. I think that Oklahoma State, like you said, takes that next step closer to being in the Big 12 title game. I think UCF is a solid team, but they're not going to be able to handle Oklahoma State, especially the biggest thing is kind of like Arizona, just the momentum Oklahoma State has right now. They're coming off, what is it, 4 or 5 straight just massive wins for this program. I mean, this was a team that a lot of people, including myself, didn't even have making a bowl game. I had them at 5-7 this year. I wasn't very confident in them. I thought at best they probably go 7-5. They could lose the rest of the games on the schedule and hit that 7-5 mark. So they've definitely exceeded expectations by a lot. And it's kind of been crazy how they've done it. You look at the general way that teams are winning is having an elite passing offense. You look at their quarterback, less than 2,000 yards, 8 touchdowns to 5 picks. It's been Ollie Gordon II on the ground for him, just pounding the football, 174 carries, 1,200 yards, and 12 touchdowns. He's been great. I think he has another big game here. Give me the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. Next up, we have Rutgers at Iowa. Thoughts on this one and who you got?
I love and hate this game at the same time. I love to predict it because I think it'll be a fun prediction game. But when it comes down to it, I think Rutgers just has enough offense, just enough offense, because Rutgers has actually been a really good team this year. They have actually been pretty decent. You're 6-3. Rutgers is 6, and that is incredible to say. Rutgers is 6-3. And you have a very good shot at winning 8 games this year. Maybe even a 9th game with a bowl game win. That's incredible. That's incredible. So I think Rutgers gets the win here against Iowa. I think Iowa just does not have the offensive capability to be able to score enough points, and I think Rutgers will be able to get a win.
Yeah, it is going to be fun to watch. I think at the same time, I don't know if Rutgers has a good enough defense to really prevent, because here's the thing.
Hey, have you seen Rutgers' defense? They held Ohio State.
They held Ohio State
in the first half.
Here's the thing with Rutgers. Not only that, Rutgers killed themselves with turnovers in that game, which Iowa does a very good job of getting. Iowa does force a lot of turnovers, and that's gone back for the last handful of years. They've just been elite at forcing turnovers. Mm-hmm. You look at Wimsett, their quarterback, he's thrown 5 picks to 8 touchdowns. This Rutgers team could definitely turn the ball over. I think with this game being at Iowa, I think with Rutgers coming off a heartbreaking loss last week, they were so close for so long and then just completely fell apart. I'm going to give the win to Iowa here. I think that Iowa gets the win, and I think that they're able to pull it off and pull out a close one.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Northwestern at Wisconsin. Thoughts on this one? Who are you taking?
I don't know. Why are we picking this game? This is why are we doing
You put them in this week.
I know. It's my fault. I'm saying why to myself. Why am I putting in Big Ten West games? This is
I'd have rather done Minnesota Purdue than this one.
But Minnesota Purdue, that's going to be even worse than this one, in my opinion. I'm picking Northwestern because I think Northwestern has played better recently. Wisconsin has been incredibly disappointing. And Northwestern has actually been a little bit better than I thought they would be. So Northwestern? ?
Yeah, what to do with this one? I think I'm going to go with Wisconsin here. They're the home team. I think Northwestern's going to have a hard time stopping Braylon Allen. I think this defense for Wisconsin is going to be able to force a few turnovers, and that'd be the difference in the game. But I have no idea. You look at Tanner Mordecai's stats, they're just hilarious. Barely over 1,000 yards, 3 touchdowns to 3
interceptions. Well, he isn't even starting now.
No, yeah, he doesn't even start anymore, and he's still the lead. He hasn't started the last few games, and he's still the leading passer for him. So, yeah. I think that Wisconsin wins on the back of that defense and Braylon Allen in the run game. But I don't even want to watch this game or even think about it. Next up, a game that is going to feature a lot of offense, maybe from just one team. We'll see. Utah at Washington. Who you got in this one?
I'm actually going to disagree with you on this matter. I think that this is going to be a very low-scoring game. My score prediction would be like 17-7. I think that Washington wins this game just barely. And I think Washington struggles against Utah, who has a good defense and is physical, but just simply does not have any offensive capability.
Yeah, see, I think that that's going to be about the halftime score. I think that Utah is going to be able to hold them down for a little bit, but in the end, I think that Michael Penix, because I do think the one area on that defense that Utah does have a little bit of struggle with is that secondary. I think Penix is going to tear that secondary to shreds. I think Odunze, McMillan, all those guys going to have huge games. And Washington's been putting the ball on the ground here recently. They've been running the ball a lot, and it's been working out really good for them. Johnson had like 100-something yards or 150 yards, 200 yards, something like that the other night, a couple touchdowns against USC. I think he had 4 touchdowns against USC.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 or 4 of them. So I just think that
he had the same number of rushing yards as Penix did passing yards, 256.
Yeah, 256. Yeah, that's right. That was the number. So, yeah, like he's been Yeah, he's been really good. Yeah, 26 carries, 256 yards, 4 touchdowns. Now, granted, that is against USC, not against a Utah defense. But I still think that, you know, Washington, they're not one-dimensional as they used to. They're able to get a run game going. I think that over 50.5 probably hits, and I think Washington probably covers most of it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Next up, we got West Virginia at Oklahoma. Thoughts on that one? Who you got?
West Virginia has been better than expected, and Oklahoma has come off 2 devastating losses. I don't know where to go with this game. So I am going to go with, I think, the more talented team in Oklahoma. I think that they bounce back and get a win here. But, man, this is a tough game to pick. It really is.
Yeah, this is a hard one to pick with the way Oklahoma's played. But, I mean, don't look now, but West Virginia is 6-3 and 4-2 in the Big 12. That is just like, who saw that one coming?
Not me.
West Virginia fans are probably upset about it, because if anything, that just keeps Neil Brown around longer. but yeah,
not
I
if
think,
they get a win this weekend.
Yeah, not if they get a win this weekend. Then they'll be ecstatic. But this is a game I think they definitely have a shot at. But with this being a night game in Norman, I just think Oklahoma is going to bounce back. I think they're going to get a win here.
I do want to say this, though. If this game was in Morgantown as a night game, I'm picking West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would. If it was a night game in Morgantown, I picked them. But I think that Venables is a good coach. He's going to get his guys to bounce back, and I think they're going to feed off that home crowd energy. Mm-hmm. Next up, we got Texas at TCU. Thoughts on this one? Who you got?
Hook 'em horns, baby. TCU is bad. TCU is bad. Sonny Dykes is struggling with his new crew. And Malik Murphy has played solid. He's not a bad quarterback. I don't think Texas can win a national championship with him, but I think it's possible that they could make a playoff push, just because I don't know if there's anybody in the Big 12 that could beat them. Maybe Oklahoma State.
Yeah, maybe so. I think that Murphy's definitely a quarterback that is good enough to keep him afloat while Ewers recovers from injury, and he should be back sometime soon, I would imagine. So it says they could potentially play him this week against TCU, but they don't know if it's worth the risk. So. He wouldn't be fully healthy, but he would be eligible to. He would be available to play this week. So I think Murphy's a guy who can. I think he can take them through an undefeated rest of the regular season. They might need him in the Big 12 championship, but I don't think you have any worries with Murphy at QB for the rest of the regular season. I think that last week was probably going to be your biggest test, and we both took Kansas State to beat them, and you know he. He proved both of us wrong and led Texas to the win there. But
I will say this. Imagine if Oklahoma State beat Iowa State early on in this season and Oklahoma State only had one loss. Then that one loss, they could make the playoffs still, and that one loss was to South Alabama.
Gosh, I forgot about South Alabama beating 33-7 at home.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Gosh, man, Oklahoma State should be undefeated right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They've lost the 2 sorry teams. Good gosh, Oklahoma State, what are we doing? gosh.
We're getting hot when you need to get hot.
That is true, though. Next game up, we got Florida at LSU. Thoughts on this one? Who you got?
In this game, I'm not 100% sure, but I have seen shoes go flying before in this rivalry. So I don't know what will happen. Anything is possible. When you put a Florida guy with an LSU, with a Louisiana guy, literally anything is possible. So I'm going to go with Billy Napier in this game. I know it's an upset. I know it's unlikely, but I am going to trust my gut, and I'm going to go with the Gators to be able to get a victory, to be able to get bowl eligibility.
Go Tigers. I got LSU.
Oh, I got man. LSU. Me and my family.
Next up, we got Duke at North Carolina, Battle of the Kroger Bowl, as Packer and Durham like to say, Battle of the Kroger Bowl.
Wow, that's rough. I got the team that still has their quarterback. That's about it. Yeah, like, I feel bad. I would pick Duke if Duke had a quarterback, but Duke doesn't. They just don't.
A healthy Riley Leonard, they probably beat Florida State. I forgot about that game when talking about Florida State struggles.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, they're probably undefeated except for that Notre Dame loss if they have Riley Leonard healthy.
Yeah. Honestly,
and they, in a sense, they blew the game against Notre Dame as well. So, like, this is a Duke team that, man, think about this. Kansas could potentially finish this season at 9-3, 10-2. Duke with a healthy quarterback potentially finishes 11-1 or 12-0. If 12-0, that would have them beating Florida State, Notre Dame, and Clemson. Like,
well,
what?
This is also a season that Rutgers still has the possibility of winning 10 games.
Yeah. Yeah, like this is – it's been a crazy college football season, for sure. It's been crazy. But, yeah, give me the Tar Heels. I think that North Carolina is a better football team. It's a home game. I think that, yeah, that Duke defense is good, but they're just not going to be able to stay afloat when you look at what this offense is gonna cause them. So I think that Drake May and the Tar Heels bounce back and have a big win. Next up, we got USC – at Oregon. Thoughts on this one? Who you got?
With this game, I got Oregon. There's no doubt in my mind Oregon wins this game. USC is terrible.
Yeah, Caleb Williams might as well just stay at home on his couch and cuddle with his dog and watch some TV because Oregon's going to kill him. And this game is not even going to be anywhere near close. Oregon's going to put up 80 points on them, and USC will be lucky to score once. And real quick while we're on Oregon, Would it be fair to say that Oregon right now is probably the best team in the country the way that they've played recently?
It is an argument. It is an argument, no doubt.
And
especially since they don't have to seal people's signs.
Exactly, yes. But what's really frustrating is I find it very hard that Oregon and Washington both make the playoff when I think both of those two teams are top four teams, and that game between those two teams was the most entertaining game this season and will be the most entertaining game this season we'll see in the regular season. It was just one of those games where you knew this was for a playoff spot. And both of the teams deserve to be in, so it's really going to suck because I don't think both of them get in. I think whoever wins the Pac-12 championship gets in and the other one does not. So that's going to be very frustrating. But, yeah, I think Oregon wins this game. I think they win it pretty easily. Next up, we got start of the Big Three. We got Michigan at Penn State. Who you got in this one?
This game, I really want to pick Penn State in a wideout, but Penn State has no offense, so I can't. Michigan.
Yeah, that's what's been hard for me is I've wanted to go with Penn State, but I just can't go with them. The offense is just so bad, I can't pick them. Like, if they had any kind of pulse offensively, I would take Penn State, but they have nothing. But next up, Tennessee at Missouri. Who you got?
I picked Tennessee, and I was right in the Kentucky game, but this game, Missouri's a good football team. They simply are. I got the Tigers in this one.
Missouri's a very good football team, both offensively, and they're pretty solid on defense as well. Mm-hmm. I think they put up a lot of points on that Tennessee defense. It's a home game. I got the Tigers winning this one. Next up, we got Georgia at Ole Miss. Thoughts on this one and who you got? This is a top 10 matchup. Can Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels knock off Georgia?
Sadly, no. No, I'm not trusting Lane Kiffin to beat Kirby Smart until he does. I'm just not. No.
Here's another thing. I don't know if I want Lane Kiffin beating Kirby Smart.
If they do, the funny thing is that Alabama will still make the SEC West title game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless Alabama loses another matchup, which, well, maybe they'll lose to
Kentucky
Auburn.
And one more. They gotta lose to Kentucky. Yeah, they'd have to lose to Kentucky and Auburn.
No, they wouldn't. They would, if Ole Miss wins this game, they only have one loss to Alabama. They would just need Alabama to lose to Kentucky or Auburn.
But Alabama doesn't have an SEC loss. Their loss is to Texas.
I thought, yeah, I guess
no, they only have. So Alabama has to lose two games, because if they lose one, then they have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I forget that they don't. Yeah, man. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so Alabama will have to lose two games, but
well, they can clinch this week then.
Yeah, exactly. Would love to see Ole Miss beat Georgia, just for the fun of it. But I don't think it happens. I got Georgia. But that wraps up this week's edition of College Football Roundup for Week 11. Tune in next week to hear results from this one, and follow along as we're getting closer to the season. We're both tied at 122 and 58, so it's going to come down to the end. And I don't know if we've announced this on the podcast yet or not, but the loser at the end of the season is going to get a buzz cut for this one and posted on their YouTube channel. So
yep.
A lot at stake here in this one.
A lot of pride. Especially with how bad our teams are. Like that's all we got left to hang on to.
It's all we got left, with Clemson being 5-4 and Notre Dame being what, 7-3?
7-3, yeah.
Yeah, 7-3, and pretty much anything that we wanted them to play for at the beginning of the season's gone. No New Year's Six Bowl or playoffs or conference championship for Clemson, and none of this.
We'll see if
Clemson
even makes a bowl game.
Yeah, we'll see. They got Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and South Carolina. So we'll see if we can make a bowl game. Hopefully we can, but we'll see. They'll definitely keep you on edge. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys subscribe here on College Football Roundup. Help us hit that goal of 50 subscribers by the end of November. Also, make sure you go subscribe to American Football Network and the Football Expert, as we are your hosts. So we have our own content coming out on our channels over there as well. A lot of college football stuff from both of us, a few NFL things, as it's about getting time to start putting out some more mock drafts. Which,
as a Bears fan, 110%.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, that wraps up today's video. We appreciate all of you guys watching, and we'll see you guys next week.